Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Street Supervisor Jason Etnayer about the Indianola Streets Department.
Let's say I have a problem. There's a pothole or I've been noticing something on the roads. What is my avenue to try and get that taken care of? What are the steps that I should take as a resident of Indianola in terms of contacting the Streets Department or contacting City Hall? I guess, what is the procedure for that?
You've got a lot of options that are out there. Obviously, everybody thinks that the first thing to do would be to contact their elected council official, anything like that. You know, that is a great deal. You certainly can do that. What I've been trying to convince people to do and what I've been preaching is if you go on the Indianola website, the www.indianolaiowa.gov, and you go onto our homepage there, you can go ahead and on the How Do I tab. Now, watch, my computer's going slow because y'all can't see this in radio land, but I'm doing this live out there on my computer. But there's a section right there on when you go to the How Do I tab, there's a section out there where you can submit a request. And you'll go down there and there'll be a drop-down menu that'll come out where you can submit a request. And let's say it's a pothole. If you go into the streets department that it's a pothole, I will get that email directly that comes directly to me here on my list and right on my inbox. And it also, most of the drop downs that you have, if it's an issue with any other department type of deal, most of them have multiple people that get that email. That if something happens and I'm sick or I'm on vacation, somebody else is getting that email. So when I say take the action you wish to take, This GovQA deal on our City of Indianola webpage is just super efficient. It gets it to me right now. If you send a request at 10:30 at night and I'm still awake and I hear my email go off, I'm looking and checking and say, okay, I know we've got a pothole or a sinkhole or a sign. I notice we get a lot of people in the evening. It's kind of funny. I get a lot of these in the evening because it's a beautiful night out and couples go out for a walk. And they'll come home and they'll send me one of these requests through the website saying, hey, I was out walking and I noticed that there's a sign down, or I noticed that there's a bolt missing in a sign and it's hanging upside down. So we get a lot of those and it's actually kind of neat. I'm like, you know, that's cool that people are using this and it's really efficient. Gets it right to the people that need to see it, and then we can respond accordingly and get it. And if it's a deal where, hey, there's a sign down, generally what I'll do is I'll shoot you an email, say, thank you, my staff is coming out to do that, or if you request a phone call, I'll call you back. And if by some reason, if it comes to me or it comes to any of my other peers, the city manager or any of my other peers on the department head list who are getting this, they'll route it to the correct person. If for some reason you didn't know where it goes, just feel free to use that system and get it out there. And of course, you know, you've always got the other option. If you know it's a street related, you can call directly here to the shop, you can call City Hall and they'll patch you through. I mean, we've got so many avenues of discussion.
What is something you want the public to know about the Indianola Streets Department that maybe they don't know, or that whatever message you want to put out there?
Boy, you sure ask a tough question. One thing that I want these folks to know is that we are the Streets Department, and every department has its own identity, and every department, if you look at it by title, is its own department and is its own entity. But from top to bottom within IMU and within the city of Indianola, I mean, we're one big family. And especially within the street department, our main goal is to make these roads within the community safer for all people who are using them, and also make them better for the long term. That's just what we do. I mean, that's how my staff is incredible at that. We've got some people who have been here for many years. We've got some people here who have been here for very few years. The other thing that people may not realize is it takes a lot of people to make this run. And with what we're doing with the 65 more or less miles of roads and everything that I talked about, all these programs, we're doing that with 6 full-time staff members, myself, and 2 seasonal help during the summer. I mean, we're not a department of 30. We're a department of 7 to 9, depending on the time of the, and we also have a street sweeper who's seasonal as well. So we're not a department. We're not like the city of Des Moines that has hundreds of people. We have a handful of people, and the workload that my staff, I could not be prouder of a staff. The workload that this staff puts out is amazing every day.
Thanks to Jason Ettenier for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.